everyone. Good Saturday morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are. And hopefully we transmit to the far reaches of the earth. I hope everybody's doing good today. This is Luca's World. And I'd like to say hello to our producer, Frank, and to everybody out there that just wants to hear the truth, that want to hear the spin that I have, perhaps. I'm really hoping that that's the case today, because I'm sitting here holding my eagle feather. And if anybody listening knows what an eagle feather is and what it represents, when you hold one and you know what it represents, you cannot lie. You cannot lie. That's it. It's as simple as that. So I'm going to be holding it for a while because I'm going to need the energy to help out. And I'd like to thank everybody first for, you know, your emails, for comments, especially from Vancouver in Canada, thanking me on about dealing with the Native American issues and consequences. And it's funny how Hawaii is so directly and intricately related to all of this stuff. So I'm going to start with the Native American slant today with stuff that resonates with me, okay? And I'm not going to be able to say my disclaimer enough. And we're going to get to Hawaii after that. But I'm not going to be able to take any calls today, I don't think, unless it's absolutely related to Hawaii. And close to the first break on the bottom, like 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so, we'll start getting callers. But please, only calls on Hawaii for the second half, please. Because it's too important. I have a long clip that I have to have you guys hear so that everybody within listening range will know what is going on. And I managed to do a little research as well that most people wouldn't do. But, you know, I hope other people are talking about this. So let's get started, please. Because the Aboriginal slant is so important. Okay? I'm going on Facebook the other day, right? And all of a sudden, Native apparel, more than ever. Oh, more than ever. Look at that. Okay? Ribbon shirts, you know, stuff that should be traditional. It should be, right? Oh, okay. You know, on sale, you know, on Facebook. And I'm like, it wouldn't have bothered me if I hadn't seen my ribbon shirt. And that just prompted me to say, hey, you know, wow, I got to talk about this. The ribbon shirt that I sweated for, that I worked for with the elders telling me what to do when I worked around the fire, when I tried to get myself elevated in the Mi'kmaq community to get responsibility, to show my intention, to work really, really hard for the teachings. That's what the ribbon shirt represents. You don't buy a shirt to wear that represents it. No, you don't. You don't go buying something like that, especially if it's Native American tradition and indigenous tradition. No. So this is my job with my eagle feather today to tell people my truth. How's that? And before I do, the disclaimer is really important, because my disclaimer says, A, that it's going to be the truth to the best of my ability. B, it's going to be useful information to you. And C, it's going to be necessary to you to listen to what I have to say, because it's important. We only have an hour, so let's get going. My first thought about this ribbon shirt stuff, okay? The guy says something to the effect of, you know, I create highly individualized pieces that are elegant, fluid, sophisticated, organic, by fusing my own aesthetic and Native American and European perspectives. How's that? Let's mix it all together. You know what I mean? No, you don't have to do all that. You don't have to go through all that rigorous training by the elders and having them watch you for a year, or having you, you know, having to sit there while they teach you and decide everything for you. Nah, no more of that. Get your own feathers. Buy them on eBay. They look really good. You know, get that bag of jingle bells from the Dollar Tree. There you go. Deck yourself out with 30 pounds of regalia and then try and dance like a chicken with a number on your back. Huh? Or a number on the front. Sorry. You know, wherever it is. You know, it's all about the money now. Take a little bit of, let's see, Native American church, a splash of Christian here, a splash of Mormonism over there. You know, just like a, what, just like a recipe, you know? So what's left? You know what's left? The elders with the real teachings, you know where they are? They're sitting in the corner with their arms crossed. They're not saying anything because nobody wants to talk to them anymore. Same thing as everything else traditional. You know, go to Walmart and buy a strip of red fabric, cut a few ribbons, paste it on or you know, sew it on, and there you go, sell it like a ribbon shirt. That's how everything gets lost. This is how we lose culture. When we fuse what we think and what we want, it's not about us. See, this is the beautiful thing about Native American tradition and philosophy. It's not about you. You cannot go around preaching. You can't go around saying it's your radio show. It's everything you do in your heart is all about everyone else. And that's when things happen. The elders see that, and instantly they'll try and jump in and help you and guide you because they see your potential. This is the whole idea. So this is, again, taking the easy way. Remember that one? I've been talking about that quite a bit on the show, taking the easy way, not working to find out about your culture, not researching to find out what the culture is, and quickly taking something like, you know, really that I really like and it's easy to take and just prostitute it. There you go. So quite the contrary, in real life, it would be slow. You know how they would say, if you want something to last, take it slow, right? You earned your colors. You strive to be different. You're recognized by what you do for the tribe. You know, today, the matriarch will say to somebody on the reserve, on the council personnel, can you please go take this water down to Margaret because she's having a hard time. He looks at her and he says, get Margaret to get it herself. And he walks away. So it's not right, okay? This is the problem. Everything is broken. See, and this is the invader doing this. You know, instead of working the fields, instead of doing the traditional work, back-breaking work in the fields, you know, nope, doesn't matter anymore. You know, go to the woods, slaughter as many animals as you can, and get more. You know, the more animals you slaughter, the more money you get, and then the better you'll be from the Indian next door to you. They never understood that before. That was never part of their tradition before. You know, it's all capitalism now. It's all, you know, competition. So everything is getting lost. And that's my message for this Native American segment. And the very idea of paying for something, you lose the sacredness of that, you know, that item a lot quicker. It was bartered before. You know, hey, I like this. Hey, this can help. You know, oh, okay, well, why don't you take this? Oh, I like that. You know, and it was bartering. It was giving something for something else. And by the way, another one of the really important teachings, when you, let's say you're going to ask somebody for something, okay? Something really important to you. You have to ask for a favor. Never go there empty-handed. Always go to the person you're going to ask something from with something for them. And I'll tell you why. When you get to see them, first thing you do is you hand the gift to them. And they say, oh, wow, what's this for? How, that's nice of you. What can I do for you? So right away, you've shown respect for them because you give something before you even ask or before you even say anything. And on top of that, the person's like, oh, wow, thank you so much. And he's willing to do something for you. And you haven't even asked. Wow, let's sit down and have a coffee. What can I do for you? That's how it was done before. So do me a favor. Think of me next time. You want something from somebody, go give them something first. And you'll 10-to-1, you'll guaranteed you're going to get that relationship a lot more deepened than it would have been. I'm sitting here trying to help in the powwows that I was in. I almost got kicked out of every single one of them, trying to pick up trash. And the elder looks at me and says, mind your own business. Look, okay, why don't you go sit down with everybody else? You're a visitor, right? Just enjoy the day. Sit down, enjoy yourself, or just leave. And she's in regalia because she was dancing, and she walks away after she said that. OK, okay? I'm going to talk extensively about the women also in future shows if people want. It was the women that sewed the clothes, you know, with the Mi'kmaq that I'm talking about in my culture, okay? The one that I've been adopted into 10, 15 years ago. I'll have to find out what the date was. But the regalia for each person, it was staying true to that particular person, their uniqueness, what their name was, where their name came from, why they got their name. Each piece of clothing had their own feel, the different, you know, certain tribal markings, right? And everything was assembled to barter, to celebrate, or to pray together, exchange ideas, whatever. So now, what are they doing? Well, there's a picture, an old picture, of an elder Inuit sitting there in his parka. He had a vision, and he has a design on his parka. And next thing you know, right next to it, there's a picture of a guy going down a modeling strip in Coachella, it's called, going down the modeling strip, you know what I mean, in heavy army boots, completely shaven, with the same logo on his shirt. Culture misappropriation, perhaps? I do believe that's what it's called, okay? And see, we're seeing the same signatures with Hawaii, believe it or not. It's really scary stuff. And this is what I want to talk to you today about, because there's a certain woman you're going to hear, probably close to the half-hour mark, that's she's a grandmother that got arrested, one of the 36 that got arrested that you're going to hear about. And she talks about how they've been patient, and how they're slowly, the government is slowly, well, not the government, but I guess the powers that be are slowly closing the yoke on them. Okay? In Sitting Bull's time, he himself would go on record saying, quote, "You would have us cut off our balls right here and end our race right here, and that will never happen." And the ground shook as he spoke. Okay, same thing here. Exactly the same thing in Hawaii, which you're going to hear. And I'm going to throw a caveat, which is really important, and you're going to understand when you hear the matriarch talk like I've never, well, rarely heard somebody talk like that. Okay, so what did they do to the six grandfathers? The what? Mount Rushmore? Okay, what did they do? A, they knew how the Indian felt about it. B, it was really, really sacred land. C, they knew that it was the praying area for millennia, for, you know, miracles to happen, for all tribes to gather. What do? They desecrate it. They spit on it. They put faces of their own presidents up there. Remember that when we discuss Hawaii in just a bit. Because in Hawaii, this Hawaii thing can easily be compared to the Indian struggle over here, even though, yes, the Hawaiian indigenous are different than the Native Americans here. They're not, you're going to hear her say that too. You know, we're Hawaiians. We're not Indians. You know, we don't fit in your policy. Let me just show you what happened to the Shuswap Nation. Oh, the Shuswap, right. Another fire. Okay. Dropping incendiaries. Okay, please help us on Facebook. Please help us. They're dropping incendiaries from planes. Okay. You know, why would we be hearing and seeing this stuff from people that I know for like 5-10 years if it wasn't happening? Okay. Shuswap territory. 2004, Sun Peaks Resort and Hotels. They have an expansion, you know, like you're going to hear about the telescope in Hawaii. Well, we didn't have time for the permit. They cut down more of the mountain, the sacred mountain. And the Indians immediately go up there. The Shuswap, the Sisquelquok people. I said that right. Sisquelquok people. You wouldn't believe how that's written either. It took me a while to learn how to say that. They got arrested. The police had a sign with them, and the Indian, the the policeman looks Indian, who's holding the sign, and it says, no Indians allowed beyond this point. Right on the mountain. Right in the middle of all the cedars or the pines, you know? No Indians allowed beyond this point by order of government of British Columbia. And there's 90-year-old Irene Billy and her daughter Janice fighting. I know because I talked to Janice myself, and I was just infuriated when I was living in Canada and I was seeing this stuff. Irene, who was then the mother, who was then in her 80s, she had a sign on her with, it said, Okubo, go home. Right? Okubo, as in Japan? Yeah, as in Nippon Cable, mixed in with Delta Hotels. They're just trashing the mountain for their gold. Same exact same thing on Mauna Kea. You will not build on Mauna Kea. That's what she will say, and you're going to hear her say that. Of course, they're not going to win court either, even if they do go to court, like she's suggesting. Freemasonry will make sure that they lose. Okay, so what happens? This is like a spark of courage that happens. This is like, whoa, boundaries, you know, righteous anger. All that stuff is almost forgotten, okay, because it's been replaced by fear. Fear of losing your job, fear of losing your family name, fear of losing your reputation, right? Everybody's calm down. Nobody's doing anything. Oh, no, it's not affecting us yet. Even if it does, it's okay. The government's all right. Nobody's doing anything. This is all capitalism. This is all dumbing down. This is what's been happening so far. Every once in a while, you hear a matriarch come out of the blue and speak her mind. And I'm going to say it again, in before times, you know, before like 1850 and before, it was easy to diffuse most difficulties with love, with compassion and understanding and straightforwardness, transparency, whatever. But since colonization, the continual stealing, the encroaching, the genocidal events, the Indians are being sucked in as well through neo-colonialism. What's that? Well, the white man then just sits back and watches the Indian kill the Indian and do their job for them, basically. And I'm saying white, okay, because that's the way it was back then. I don't use color, but that's how it was. That's what they were called. So now you have an upsurging of courage, of knowing what has to be done, of knowing what Luca is supposed to be talking about on his show this morning, okay? So we're going to take Hawaii to a new level. Last week, we told you about angry people. We told you about one person that was there, Raylene Short, who was saying, help, you know, they're not letting supplies in. Oh, in Shuswap territory, they had barricades with police. No, we're stopping people from going in, from helping other people. Sun Tzu, The Art of War. The whole secret lies in confusing the enemy so he cannot fathom our real intent. Okay, let me say that again. The whole secret lies in confusing the enemy so he cannot fathom our real intent. That's the art of war. Think of OKC. Think of our false flags. OKC with the fireman holding the burnt baby. 9/11 with the falling man and all the other horrors. Now it's paradise on Hawaii? Wow. Something to think about. We have a break to go to, and we'll be right back. This is Luca's World. Stay where you are.
So excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
And we are back on Lucas World. How's everybody doing? This is the surfing song. This is where I always ask him to keep it on a little bit longer so I can explain to people how he took that one wave at 12 or 13 years old, I think it was. The wave just picked me up and lifted me right down. I was doing like 25, 30 miles an hour. Just amazing. We're back on Lucas World, and we have no time for the callers today, I'm afraid, but... This is really important information, and you'll see why. This is a spiritual war that we're up against, okay? Last week, I told you about Lili Uokalani and her struggle, the queen of Hawaii that was deposed and that was arrested, and Hawaii was stolen in 1897 after a coup. You know, the USS Boston shows up. Sorry, lady, you know, and now they can put a United States of America on any map with Hawaii on it, except, hang on a second. Now it kind of makes sense that they went after Hawaii. Why? A treaty of annexation was never signed between Hawaii, the Hawaiian Kingdom, and the U.S. No treaty equals no state of Hawaii. The state of Hawaii government established by an act of Congress is a usurpation of sovereignty during occupation, and therefore not only illegal, but it constitutes a war crime. So... last year, to the day, the fires were on August 9th, okay? This matriarch gave her warning on August 8th, 2022. This is no joke. This is what they do. This is their response to her, in my view, of, you know, of her threats, of her bold telling them, you know, no, sorry, you will not. You think we will allow this? You're going to hear her talking like that, okay? Meanwhile, you start digging, and you start hearing stuff about the color blue. First of all, there were residents who reported on and particularly had filmed and taken pictures of the fire and the aftermath, and they were being threatened. Suddenly, people that need FEMA help, they have to delete all their videos and all their pictures in order to get FEMA help. Now there's something about the color blue that I found pretty interesting from the fire. Okay, so apparently, and this is, again, this is my disclaimer saying this is what resonates with me. What do you think? I'm not saying this is what happened. I'm saying this is what I think has a pretty good score. Okay, the houses with blue roofs. Hello, Oprah. Those houses don't get touched. What's that all about? Well, you can program DEWs and lasers to go after certain wavelengths or certain colors. Look at the videos of the street. All the cars are charred. Which ones aren't? The blue ones. Oh, there were blue canopies one by one on the side of the road, or canopies, those parasoleil, like they say in French, the umbrellas for people to sit under. Those were blue. They were untouched. Wow. Again, my disclaimer is really important. And I've been researching because I'm so blown away by this. Okay, so there's one house with a red roof that survives the fire. Okay, as soon as people start posting about blue, the media shifts the narrative to red. You got to question everything. Something else I'm looking into also is DNA from the indigenous. And what? Oh, weaponry with certain DNA requirements. Like with the genocide of the Indian, right? On Turtle Island, which is what it is here, North America, they called Turtle Island for since, you know, time began, right? This is what the people that we're dealing with, this is what they do. And it's a flagrant way of saying, nope, sorry, you're not going to tell us what to do. We stole Hawaii. Now we can make it what? A memorial? Then we can do whatever we want with it. Bodies are washing ashore on the island that were swept out to sea. I heard the number 180. Those who had to jump in the water to escape the flames, but of course, with the wind and the strong currents, they were pulled out to sea, or God knows what else. People on the island, I'm told now, they're ordered to erase all video and images of the event, which I said already. And Biden has the gall to show up there after spending billions on Ukraine again, and at the same time going to Hawaii and only allowing a $700 voucher per person. Okay, I'm going to say what the comment of the other person said that was at the Biden speech. He says people were literally melted into the sidewalk, and Biden's out there trying to compare that to a kitchen fire that he had at one time. Absolutely disgusting. Right. The quote says, well, I don't want to compare difficulties, but I have a little sense. We have a little sense, Jill and I, of what it's like to lose a home. Biden says in Hawaii on Monday. Years ago, 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing meeting the press. Lightning struck on our home and a little lake outside the home. Not a lake, a big pond. It hit a wire that came up underneath our home into the air conditioning ducts. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife and my 67 Corvette and my cat. Does that sound like somebody that cares about you? No, somebody that's laughing at you. We'll be right back. Here you are.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing on Lucas World. That's exactly what we're doing on Lucas World. We're tearing down the walls. We have to. I have my eagle feather in my hand again because this is really difficult to talk about. I found that thing about the BC fires from my friend Thea on Facebook. It says, BC fires, they're dropping flammables from planes. White incendiary balls of chemicals that are used in controlled burns. Please share. Right. Then you turn to Hawaii, and what do you see? Insanity. No. Engineered. Yes. Crazy. No. Unfathomable. Yes, totally. Okay. Winds created with geoengineering. And I said this last week. I'm going to say it again because we have to hear the clip. Fires from DEWs. Somebody probably like BlackRock or the equivalent moves in and, afterwards and buys up all destroyed real estate, rebuild, monopoly on the tourist trade acquired, disenfranchised local population. Now it's going to become so expensive. The local population that they just kicked out, the ones that survived, won't be able to come back and live there because it'll be too expensive. Let's see. Convert private home ownership to collectivist units, 15-minute city, smart city. Actually, Hawaii was being talked about as 15-minute cities, just like Spokane, Washington, which is also in flames now. Oh, I may as well go through those pictures, too, while I'm at it. Smart water, smart buildings, smart city. Marlene Feist, director of Strategic Development, Public Works and Utilities, 509-625-6505. You know, Verizon joins Spokane, Washington Smart City Plot. Oh, okay. And in Spokane, third alarm brush fire forces level two evacuations in Spokane near Lata Valley, right? See what I mean? It's we're following this stuff by the letter. And this, I'm going to say it again, the clip that you're now going to hear was recorded last year. And her name is Mililani Trask. And listen to the threat from the middle to the end, pretty much. Listen how she gets angry, and listen to what how the people react. Okay, let's have a listen to the clip. And thank you so much for Frank for playing it for us.
I'm Mililani Trask. I am the OHA trustee for this Hawaii island. I am also one of the 36 kupuna who was arrested. I have worked and worshipped at Mauna Kea for 40 years. I'm 71. When you go to Mauna Kea, we built an ahu there following what was our teaching. Later, they came and put the visitor center there where we worshiped. I am the one that took the testimony from the Hawaiian people to the United Nations 7 years ago when I was a human rights diplomat there. Recommendations were sent down, but no response was ever received. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs is the office that filed the litigation that shut down the Keck telescope and that brought out the federal court decision setting the framework for what should have been done in Mauna Kea more than 50 years ago. If you look at the collective testimony, you'll see maybe 40 years of testimony from my family and myself. I was subpoenaed to be an expert witness in this room for 2 weeks to testify in the fifth case that was brought by practitioners. When you take a look at the situation that we're in, the easiest way for you all to understand it is to start with the traditional chants and teaching of our people about this place in Hawaii. And it begins, O Vakea noho papaya hana moku hanao o Hawaii he moku. O Vakea, the Sky Father, laid down upon Papa, who birthed the islands, the mother of the earth, born was Hawaii. O Vakea noho ya papa hana moku, hanau o Hawaii moku. O Vakea is Mauna Kea. Mauna Kea means the mountain of Vakea, and the name of this place is Mauna a Vakea. It was there from which Hawaii was born. For 50 years, we have abided by and tolerated commercial science. 50 years. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs filed the last case in 2002. That was 20 years ago. We had already been submitting testimony for 30 years. And there was no corrective measure taken. There was no protective measure in any regulation. We're not just talking about papers here, but even in the United States, all people have a First Amendment right to worship the Akua, to worship God. It is an inviolate right. It's in the 13th Amendment, for God's sake. Don't you all know that? It is sacred to our people. And we are in part to be blamed because we have always gone with aloha. They told us when the first three telescopes came up, and I was in my 30s, that they didn't have time for a permit. 13 permits have been given out on Mauna Kea, but 22 buildings were constructed. You're a little bit late to come in with the National Environmental Protection Act. We've been trying for 30 years to get you all to do the studies on the mercury spill on Mauna Kea. When we look at what happened on Oahu with the United States military, they didn't clean it up and it went to the basal lens. We requested this 30 years ago. Mercury spilled that was covered up. Nobody followed the National Environmental Protection Act. We have a right to worship there. We will return. We have been tolerant to a fault. We allow the desecration of Mauna Kea. One thing you all might not know, the 36 Kupuna arrested, and now there's only 34 of us left. In the last 3 years, we die like that. They called our bluff. Your CDUA permit is inapplicable. Your lease is terminating. You do not have the time. And you are here to spin this? My office will not allow it. I have brought to the board the request that we return to the federal court, which is where we were 21 years ago, 22 years. And no corrective measures taken. You can do whatever you want, bring all your palapala. You will not build on Mauna Kea. The die was cast more than 2 years ago. One call, 36 came to be arrested, just of the elders, and 10,000. You think we will continue to allow this? We worship there. The EVs of our kupuna are buried there. We have tolerated commercial science to the point that they continue the desecration. Did you know that we are the ones organizing with Sierra Club to remove 13 tons of trash? Because for years, for the first 20 years of Mauna Kea, the telescope operators wouldn't pay for trash removal and the county wouldn't go to Mauna Kea. So they left all their trash out for the winds to blow down the Mauna. We cleaned it up with Sierra Club, not commercial science. Mark my words, you will not build on Mauna Kea. We have said it for 50 years. Go back to the lawsuit filed by my office in 2002. At that point, the pleadings say 30 years. Listen to what we are saying. We have tolerated it to the point where our kupuna will be arrested and thousands will come. You will not persevere. You will not build Mauna Kea. Spend all the money you want. If we have to go, we will return. Three kupunas die, I promise you. The next time we go to the road, there will be 100 to replace each one of them. Don't call our bluff. And the last thing is this. You come here, you do this, you give me a choice, put it on our sacred mountain, or take it to the sacred places of the indigenous peoples of the Canary Islands. No, no, you will not build here. And no Hawaiian will support what you are saying, that you wish to go to the lands of other indigenous peoples. We do not support that. Take your palapala. Go home. Stop desecrating our places. You want to call our bluff when we call for those to come to shut down your construction. You will pay the override. Your CDUA permit has expired, people. Even if you proceed to the next step, your lease term has ended. and your lease will not be returned. Mauna Ava Kea is 100% ceded lands, with the exception of the roadway, which belongs to Hawaiian Homelands. We are the trustees. We are the trustees of the ceded lands. And the two that came here from our board out of nine, open your eyes, the chair of the board and the chair of the ceded land subcommittee are the two we have now that were arrested. Next time around, more will come. Mark my words. Mark my words. You want to waste millions? Do it. Do whatever you want. We've had hundreds of 106s. We know what it is. Read my testimony when it comes in September. Do what you will, but you will not build Mauna Kea. And if showing you 20,000 and 36 kupunas going to prison didn't show you that, then come back and we'll have 50,000 and hundreds of kupunas.
Just like that. She puts the mic down on the table, not very, very, you know, forcefully, and walks out. Okay, so how many matriarchs like that do we have left? I wonder. How many powerful matriarchs like that are left? You know, when she was saying, you know, take your millions and do whatever you want, okay? I was saying to myself, they're laughing. Can you imagine them watching what you just heard on video, you know, sitting there with their teeth, you know, their 2 feet up on the $10,000 desk, smoking their cigar? Well, what do you think we should do? You know, why don't we show them who's boss, right? Exactly like Mount Rushmore. There's no difference in the sacredness with Mount Rushmore or with Hawaii, as she was saying. This is what they're doing. Oh, okay, no, you know, just level it. You know, and then we can reconstruct, right? Just like tearing down history, just like, you know, replacing definitions. It doesn't matter. First time I heard her speak, I was sitting in my chair and I got so many goosebumps, it rose on the back of my neck and up on the back of my head. My heart changed direction. I started feeling feelings I never thought before. I completely forgot about the indigenous strength that they had. There you go. There's something to play on your show, Luca. You want to talk about indigenous strength? That's how they were. And you know, the white people backed down, you know, or the invaders backed down. Okay, fine. We don't have, you know, let's take the Gatling gun out there and just show them. Yeah, the new Gatling gun we just made. Yeah, put it on the hill and mow them down like sheep. Doesn't matter. Use the excuse of a gun going off. This is how they talk, for God's sake, as she said. Frank L. Baum, the guy who wrote The Wizard of Oz, you know, having wronged them for centuries, we may as well follow it up with one more wrong and just wipe them all out, these untamable, uncivilized, whatever, savages, name it, right? This is how they deal with us, okay? And something else. It happened in 2018, I believe it is, in California. I never get that straight. It's either 2007, I think it's 2018, okay? The DEWs in, yes. And if you look at the, what was it, the proposed project for the high-speed rail, oh, geez, didn't that line up almost perfectly with the burn marks in California, right? And the contract went to who? I think that was Pelosi's husband. See what I mean? I'm not telling you. I'm saying this is what resonates with me. Do your research. Find out. Get angry, as she said. We need to, because it's going to be at our front door next time. They don't, if Hawaii wasn't an example of how they don't care, then I, frankly, if people didn't wake up after that one, and after Turkey, too. You know, Turkey's in flames again, right? Almost the entire west coast of Canada is in flames. This is what they're doing. That's the best way. Remember in Avatar? I hate to say this, but it's true. In Avatar, when they blew their munitions, the first time they blew their munitions inside the tree, and everybody just left and ran in every direction, and you have that guy saying, that's how you scatter the roaches. Okay? Avatar is a good example of what they're getting ready to do to you and me. Remember depopulation? Remember those Georgia Guidestones that say, what? Oh, the population of 500 million is where we're supposed to be at. Right. I've got a better solution for people. I've got a much better... People are going to see a side of me that they've rarely seen before. Maybe never for some people. And that's fine. I mean, if I have the radio show and if I'm allowed to speak like this, great, let's do it. Get uncomfortable. You know? Turn off the TV. Well, don't turn off the TV because that's what helps find out what we're being lied about. But get to know yourself. Find out what gets you angry. Get comfortable with disobeying. Get comfortable with speaking your mind. Get comfortable with finding out stuff you never knew before. Here's another one I just found, and it doesn't have anything to do with the show today. Article 6, Section 3. Leaders should be aware that mandating masks on the citizens of a nation and preventing their access to food, healthcare, transport, or education if they do not comply is a war crime. Masks or any other medical intervention must remain voluntary. Nuremberg Code Layout, Article 6, Section 3. Thank you very much. You know what I mean? They're trying it in every way they can. Got to go get that you know, the box of masks because the mask mandate came out again. Meanwhile, you see somebody drive by with their windows closed in the car. Not only one mask, but I think maybe two of them, plus the visor that goes down in front of it, driving by herself. That's what we're seeing. So get comfortable with what I just said, with disobeying, with speaking your mind, with standing up for yourself. No, sorry, I won't comply. I'm not going to. Hey, one mask was given to a laboratory by one concerned parent. One mask, okay? It came back with 11 pathogens on it, like, you know, pneumonia or, you know, stuff like that. I don't have it under my nose right now. But get comfortable with being socially ostracized. We have to be. I mean, I know that this is what is so hard for people because they're so caught up in their work routine, in their friends' routine, and sleep. Work routine, friends' routine, sleep. Maybe a vacation, replay, right? But there's no help for people that do not, if you do not, and this is not me saying this, this is the Hopi saying it, and I'm going to pick up my feather again to say it. If you do not have a spiritual base, any kind of spiritual foundation, loving others, loving yourself, knowing yourself, something, you're not going to make it through what's coming. The people that hold money and they're holding them, you know, holding all that they own in their arms, they're going to die with it. There are already people committing suicide en masse on the West Coast, or the rich people that don't know what to do because they just dropped all that money. Gone. Right? Oh, I got the music coming back. We'll be right back for the last statement after this. This is Lucas World. I guess we're back on. Okay. Okay, final message. People, don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, and then go and do that, because that's what the world needs. It's people who are that have come alive and that are making others come alive. We have to get back to nature. Go take a walk in the woods. You know, there's an old Indian that would place his hand on the ground and he would say, you know, we're sitting in the lap of our mother. For her, we and other living beings, we come together. We soon shall pass, but the place where we now rest will last forever. We're a part of the earth. We come from the earth. We go back to the earth. The more we find out about nature, the more we love every living being and every living entity, the better our life is going to become. See, and this is what they're trying to destroy. And today's show was a good sign of it. This is what's happening. It's a spiritual war. We don't have any choice. We have to do what we can to survive. And it's time to come together, like to unite, okay? And refuse to be structured, like get away from everything that has to do with what government represents and what government is doing. If I could, I would get away from the SSI that I have every month. You know what I mean? That we're doing the best we can, and Lucas World is here. Until next time, be safe, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.